These poems are called Mai Ma Liu. Separately, the words translate as Ma Liu, death, and Mai, sickness. In Samoan, Mai Ma Liu means epilepsy or death sickness. Mai Ma Liu. I lie on the floor in death pose. I have been dead for 3 weeks now. Audrey and Ben enter their house to find me on their floor. I measure myself against 23-kilometre marathons that I'm not running. Up Mount Via with a TV crew at my back. All the amazing stories that I'm not talking about. The selfies I'm not jostling to be in, set against a Samoan sunset. See, look, I'm not there. See, look, I'm not telling the stories. I'm not winning this or writing that. I don't even know if I'm writing this poem. Maybe I'll write this poem and then I'll forget. I lie on the floor in death pose. I have been dead for 9 months now. I find myself on a hotel bathroom floor just before the book awards. I ring Catherine to come get me. I ring Selena to stand behind me on the stage just in case. The next morning they find me dead in the breakfast bar. Catherine's face looms over me as the ambulance arrives. I get all deathbed on her and tell her I love her. I touch her cheek and afterwards I don't know why. I guess that's what you do when you are dying. Perhaps I am getting deader all the time. Or perhaps I want to use this poem to explain to you why I'm not writing. Why I shuffle through the day from death pose to death pose. The bits in between are not marathons. They're not novels or poems. They're not even driving a car. Dead people aren't allowed to drive cars, or they'll make other dead people. They, the days, are like this. Wake up with dead people pulling me down the hall. Fight my girl into her clothes. Cut cheese, sometimes just Marmite. Forget I'm in the kitchen. Brush my girl's hair. She gets angry because I'm not specific. I say thingy all the time. In the hospital, the doctor told me the pills would ruin my word recall. He wanted to triple the dose. You can't do that, I say. I'm writing a novel. Okay then, I'll double them, he said. He tripled them later anyway. I show the round orange pills to my daughter and explain why I say thingy all the time. But I can't see inside your brain, mummy, she says. I nag her to get her thingies on. And then she's gone. I sit on the couch, forget my father is dead, and then remember. Then I cry. This is called Je m'ai vu. It's not dying. It's the opposite of déjà vu. Déjà vu is like having memories before you have them, and it's French. Je m'ai vu feels like forgetting your father is dead, and then remembering, then crying. French or no fucking French. Ma'i Maliu 2. It starts with losing my footing, the way a drunk person would on board a ship or in an earthquake when the floor becomes the sea. I fall and slide headlong into the corner where the linen cupboard meets the bathroom. I am face up, pulled along by the torpedo of my head. There is a pile of coat hangers in the corner, hooks glinting, sharpened in the grey light. They pierce the top of my head, my forehead, the top rim of my face. They narrowly miss my eyes. Perhaps they stake out an area of my brain, the punctures like stitching, like a 1950s diagram in a neurology text. There are people and shadows of people, but it is the 1963 black and white version of my handsome, untouchable father that walks up the hallway. He beams above me and I beg him. I cry and cry for 40 or 50 years, but he is 30 and looks somewhere above me, smiling and talking to someone else. I've had a seizure, Dad. I choke this out, but I am speaking into dead space. When he's gone and I am on my feet, I turn back to the corner and there is the blood halo on the wall. If I look at myself in the bathroom mirror, I am there. There are my wounds. Not overly gory, just there. And there is my face. Much paler than I have seen it, much thinner. So I don't look as much like me as I could. My mother has been watching all this quietly and is gone. I try to track her. It is a different landscape now, but I make my way through it, past the old chicken farm behind the house, the big tree, the rope swing hanging from it. She is sitting there. I see her in three-quarter profile. She is crying. My mother's tears come only three times a lifetime, and they are silent and strike me hard in the chest. I step back into the shadow. But I am 40 or 50 years old, so I step forward again. I don't look or speak, but I sit down beside her. I hook my arm through hers and press my knee against her knee. I exist, and I can help.